At least two students have been killed and dozens more were injured after police opened fire on students protesting in Cairo's Al-Azhar University. Al-Azhar has been the site of nearly daily protests against the army that ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The buildings of commerce and agriculture faculties were set ablaze as security forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets to disperse protesters. Both sides blame each other for the fires. Student activists say they will remain steadfast in their demand for justice for all people who have been killed by security forces.
What the security forces are doing is against humanity, and I guess no one will be pleased, regardless of his political affiliation, to see Egyptian youth treated this way.
Saturday's violence followed a day of clashes across the country that left several people dead. Security forces arrested dozens of Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers across Egypt. Several rallies were held on Saturday as part of a week of rage, a series of protests that is called by the Anti-Coup Alliance. Many were expressing their anger at the government's decision to label the Brotherhood a terrorist group.
The government wants to crush the Brotherhood and we're all against this. This decision is unacceptable because at the end of the day, we're all Egyptians and we want our freedom.
Long oppressed under the ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak, the Brotherhood is now facing a fresh crackdown after its designation as a terrorist group. Human Rights Watch has called on the interim government to revoke its decision, saying that it was politically driven. But so far, the decisions remain intact. As Egypt moves ahead with its political roadmap and prepares for the constitutional referendum, observers say the designation of Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization appears to be motivated solely by the interim government's desire to crush a major opposition force. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.